Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much tonight for joining us, taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us for this show. I tell you, ladies, we are actually celebrating Women's History Month this month, as well as Reading Awareness Month. But tonight we're going to really, really talk about the women tonight. We're going to promote the women. We're going to be talking about the entrepreneurial people that we are and moving in the greatness that God has put on the inside of us. I tell you each and every week, it's time to stop existing and start living the life that God has created you to live. So tonight we are going to be honored and graced by the none other than the Miss Shan Thomas, the one and only, the Miss Entrepreneur, the Entrepreneur Movement founder and visionary. So we're going to be interviewing her shortly. But before we get into the interview, I want to speak a word about from our sponsors. Our sponsors tonight have been so wonderful to us. We have Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who's the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God from the Spiritual Realm. I tell you, she has a powerful, powerful book talking about how God delivered her son from alcoholism, over a decade of alcoholism, but God delivered him. And that book is a number one read that you've got to get in your library. We also have Unique Expression by Design. Unique Expression by Design is here to bring you any of your custom products that you need, whether it is custom pens, shirts, mugs, T-shirts, whatever it is you need, they can make sure they have it for you. If you go visit www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com, they'll definitely take care of that for you. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, who's keeping me beautiful each and every week. They take care of your lashes. I just had my lashes done today, guys. They take care of your lashes, your makeup. They take care of natural hair, relaxed hair, braiding, sew-ins, cut styles, lock maintenance, whatever it is for your beauty needs. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar can take care of you. They're located inside of F&D Beauty at 1519 Highway 138 in Conyers. Ask for Roz. Call her at 404-599-3712 and let her know you heard it on Friday Inspire. And finally, we have PrintTara.com is your one-stop shop to everything you need, from business cards to flyers to banners, magnetic signs. They do your videography, photos, and they even do websites. Visit PrintTara.com. That's P-R-I-N-T, Tara, T-A-R-A.com. And we want to give a quick shout-out to Gems, Inc. They are Girls Empowered, Mentored, and Supported, Inc. They are hosting a Walk by Faith Fashion Expo April the 30th. I'm speaking at an event, so I won't be able to support them, but I did tell them I will mention them on the show. They are going to be April 30th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and that event is taking place at Mountain Park Activity Building 1063 at Rockbridge Road, Southwest in Stone Mountain, Georgia 30087. So we thank you to all of our sponsors tonight for a wonderful, wonderful their support for this ministry and brand. I thank you so much. Well, we are back. Our topic tonight is the Entrepreneur Movement, and we have none other than Ms. Shan Thomas. We would like to thank you so much for joining us for On Fire to Inspire. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we are so excited for you to stop by and drop in on us tonight, because you're planning this huge, wonderful event, and, you know, we want to thank you for taking the time out to join us.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate you sharing your platform with me and all that you do. I'm super excited.
Oh, great, great, great. Well, we got a we want to let the people know who Miss Shan Thomas is. So tell the people who, you know, aren't quite sure of who you are. Tell them who you are tonight.
Okay, sure. Well, I am Shan Thomas. I am the founder of Entrepreneur Her, which is a movement of women, inspiring women to not give up on entrepreneurship. It's a community of amazing women that support and connect with each other on a daily basis. And what I do for a living is I have a creative marketing agency. I've been doing my own business since 2009 with nothing on the side. It has been my only sustenance since 2009 with four babies and a middle-class lifestyle. So I know something about this entrepreneurial journey and how to be sustainable in it and scalable as well, because the number one job that I have, the number one title I have is mom. I have four amazing children. They are ranging in ages from 23 to, so I have the gamut, and they keep me busy. But overall, I am a Georgia peach, born and raised here in Atlanta, Georgia, still here, and I love my city, and I don't think I'll live anywhere else. I might visit, but I'll always be here. But, you know, God-fearing and working in my church, I love the Lord and love everything to do about business.
Wow. I did not know you had four kids ranging from 23 to 4. I thought all of your babies were like, babies, go girl. You look marvelous.
Well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So the Entrepreneur Her movement, I call you Miss Entrepreneur Her. What is the Entrepreneur Her movement?
Well, I created Entrepreneur Her to be that community of women who are thinking about entrepreneurship, who are entrepreneurs themselves, but it actually is a platform where we can create the business that we want, we can connect with other like-minded women, and we can collaborate to grow sustainable businesses. You cannot do this alone. And a lot of women that I talk to are trying to do it alone, and it's just not the right move. So I wanted to have a safe environment for women to connect and actually share their thoughts and share their struggles and get inspired and get the things that they need, whether it be tools, whether it be resources, whether it just be connection to get to the next level and actually propel themselves as entrepreneurs. It's totally different than having a job, and I believe that you have to have a community that understands your plight in order to help you to fight the battle and keep going.
I love that. I love the collaboration piece, because so many times people feel like they have to do everything. And when you're getting started, you know, you can experience so many emotions. But if you collaborate with someone who's already been there or someone that's doing that now, that can help you walk a whole lot faster. And you can, you know, you got to learn how to collaborate and not compete. So I love it. I absolutely love it. So what
exactly
birthed this? How did this come about?
Well, this is, like I said, I started in 2009, and I'm a marketing agency that doesn't really market traditionally. I knew that meeting people and talking to people, people would buy me before they bought my products and my service. So I grew my business by doing face-to-face networking. My strategy for growing my business was to go to one networking event per week, connect with 10 people, and go home. So I had a very short marketing plan. It was connect with 10 people in an hour, go home, follow up those 10 people before I get to the next networking event the next week. And that was my marketing plan. Well, it is easy to walk into a room where you know no one and walk up to a woman and say, those are the best shoes I've ever seen. They are gorgeous. Where did you get those? And start a conversation. Or, I love your handbag. Where did you get that? I would love to see that. I have an outfit that goes exactly with that. Or, how did you hear about this event? You look like you're from Atlanta. Are you from Atlanta? Just start a conversation with another woman. So I talked to a lot of women. And as I'm talking to these women, we would literally end up in the corner of the room talking about everything but business. Because I am just one of those, I'm just one of those people that, you'll meet me and we'll be best girlfriends by the end of the night. And we would talk about the problems of being an entrepreneur and where we would get free pictures, or how do you balance having four kids at home and being out networking, and what's your system for this and what's your system for that, and can I call you later, and oh my gosh, you're so real. I would hear the same things, the same questions, the same comments, the same reactions over and over and over again. So God gave me the vision for Entrepreneur Her about 4 years ago. And in my perfection mentality, I was, oh, my gosh, I don't have this together. Oh, my gosh, I don't have that together. And last year, I was just pushed into, I just need to do it. This is heavy on my heart. I'm hearing the same things. These women need this platform. And I just pushed, jumped, and He has blessed it ever since. And literally, that's how it got started. There's a lot of people that tell you that they have things together. They have everything together. Mm-hmm. They're driving the nice cars. They're living in the gated communities. They have the nice husband. Their children go to private school. But what they don't tell you is where they started from. Or that they're mm-hmm. really living off of debt, and they're on the verge of losing everything if you don't buy their next program. I mm-hmm. believe in being really truthful, being really honest, mm-hmm. having real conversations about real life issues and telling it like it is. I believe that there is mess in everyone's life, and if I can tell you about the mess that I got over and how I got over it, you can handle your mess and you can get over it too, and we can just keep on going and get more business. I believe
right.
that. And so that's what our platform is all about. When I bring people into our community, we get real. It's no fluff, and it's no clap. Cloud nine, everything is perfect, because that's not real.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. You know, you're saying you can learn from this person being transparent, and that is so mm-hmm. true. That is so, so true. I was interviewed on a show a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about entrepreneurship and, you know, some of the things, and, you know, the women were transparent. And one of the things was, they talked about how people deal with fear. And I said, well, you know, everybody deals with it differently. So what would you tell the woman that's on the line now or that's going to listen to the recording that says, well, I want to do this, but I don't know if I have what it takes? What would you say to her?
Well, I can say that the most debilitating thing is fear. And we all have fear. But you got to do it anyway. Do it mm-hmm. afraid. Do it scared. Just do. Because the longer mm-hmm. you ponder, the longer you mm-hmm. second guess yourself, the more fear sets in. Fear yes. Everyone knows the acronym, fear is false evidence appearing real. Do mm-hmm. it anyway. Do it afraid. Because after the fear, there's faith. And if you mm-hmm. have faith to stand on, you can get through anything. Because if you believe that book that you read all the time, if you believe everything that's in there, then you know that anything that you are doing and your steps are ordered, then it can't fail because we win. And we can do all yeah. things. If we really believe that, then you have to go on the other side of fear and get to faith.
Yes. Amen, amen, and amen. One of the things that I was saying when they asked me that question, I said, well, faith and fear can't walk together. They can't. So your faith has to be greater than your fear. And I said, when you guys mm-hmm. come to my understanding of who you truly are, your true identity, who God truly is to you, then when fear knocks on your door, you say, I'm sorry, you have the wrong address.
Exactly.
Because
you know, exactly.
you become confident in who you are. Don't you agree?
I do. I agree wholeheartedly.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. So how can a person
get involved? Go ahead.
No, go ahead with that.
I was going to say that this is something that I use for myself. I believe in talking to myself. I believe mm-hmm. in speaking to myself so positively that negativity mm-hmm. can't come into my sphere. So I get up every day and I tell myself, Sean, you are amazing. And I say it in the mirror so that I'm talking to myself. You are amazing. Mm-hmm. You are bold. You are beautiful. You can do all things. There is nothing that is going to come across your path today that is going to deter you from your vision and your mission, because you've got this. So I believe mm-hmm. in that. I believe in talking to myself the way that I see myself, because that sets mm-hmm. your day up for success. I don't have negative self-talk now because I've done so much positive self-talk that negative don't come into my, it doesn't come into my mind because I make a point to talk to myself positively.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. And that's basically going into like affirmations. You're affirming for yourself, because sometimes you got to encourage yourself, because your cheerleaders ain't going to always be around. So you got to know how to encourage yourself. And sometimes you have to be so encouraging that you cheer your cheerleaders up every now and then, you know. Every now and then, you got to be like, yes, yes, yes. So tell me, when you have those moments where you say, you know what, wow, I think I got this, what was one of those light bulb moments for you when you had people coming back to you with testimonials and real life situations of, you know what?
Hello.
Hear me?
Okay, I can hear you on speaker. Hold on.
Okay,
I can hear you now. It went out for a second. You said, what was that light bulb moment?
Yeah, like one of those aha moments for you when, you know, someone came back to you and said, oh, my goodness, you know, Sean, you have truly, truly changed my life by connecting with you. You know, what, you know, can you give us like an example of one of those situations?
Oh, yeah. I can give you tons of examples like that because it happens to me daily. It happens to me daily. I literally got up this morning to a text just like that. One of my clients that literally has been with me, she was my third client in my business in 2009. She was number three. And she's still with me today. She's been with me through the ups and downs, through, you know, being 6 months on bed rest and couldn't get out of my bed. She still paid her invoice because she was loyal to me. And she just said that same thing to me, and I get it daily. I literally, when you're a client of mine, I treat you like family. Your vision is my vision, and I hold you to it. If there's nothing that you don't need that I'm not going to support you for, I'm not going to let you spend money that you shouldn't spend, even if it's buying my services. If you are trying to buy something from me that you do not need, I will not accept the money for you to buy it from me. I just won't. Mm-hmm. It's all about integrity. But one of the moments where when I really understood what it was I was doing was after one of the entrepreneurs. And I shared my story from the stage, and there was an older lady in the audience, and she came up to me after, and she was just like, I need to talk to you personally. She pulled me to the side. There were 100 women there. And she pulled me to the side, and we literally sat on the side of the museum and cried, because a part of my story is that I'm a two-time cancer survivor. And a part of my story is that last cancer battle and, you know, being married to someone and not thinking about myself and thinking about what he was going to say about being with me versus if I was going to live or die. And just the struggle of that. And she was just like, my whole life has changed because you shared that, and that's something I deal with, but nobody on earth. She said, I've been dealing with it for 20 years and nobody knows because I didn't think anybody identified. And where I get the accolades from clients that are like, oh, my gosh, you made me so much. You helped me make so much money. I wouldn't be where I would, you know, in my business without you. What matters is when I inspire a woman to feel better about herself at one of my events and let her know that she's not alone and those feelings are not hers or by herself, that we all go through it, but you can make it. You know, when we can identify on that level, that's what's more important to me.
Yes, yes, I absolutely love it. I tell you, there are so many people. For those of you who are just joining us, we have Ms. Sean Thomas, the Miss Entrepreneur Movement visionary and founder. I tell you, it's been a great, great session so far. So if you guys missed any of it, you want to go back and listen to the recording when it's available, I tell you, because our transparency will allow others to move forward, allow others to heal, because you being transparent helped that lady, and that's why she was moved to tears. You know, you know you're walking in your purpose. You know you're doing exactly what you're called to do when you're getting that kind of feedback. Because I know I've had people, women and men, that come to me and say, you know what, prior to meeting you, I was suicidal, but because of the life that you continue to speak over me and into me, I am who I am. And I said, no, I am just the vessel that God is using to, you know, using. I'm the willing vessel. So I said, don't give me the accolades. Give him the accolades. They said, well, I just want to let you know what you're doing and keep doing it. So that right there in and of itself You know, your transparency has helped so many. So you keep doing what you're doing. So tell us a little bit about Saturday. What's coming up on Saturday?
Oh, my goodness. Saturday is our first big event of the year. If you are in Atlanta, Georgia, you want to be at the Fernbank Museum from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. to experience the Entrepreneur Her movement in person. We have 10 beautiful speakers. We have some surprise reality show guests that are popping in. It's just going to be a day of inspiration. This is not a sales pitch session. This is a day to hear stories, the trials and the triumphs of 10 beautiful women in our community right here in Atlanta that are going to impart some wisdom of how they got over it and how they maintain their successful business in spite of. It is a day of inspiration. We are looking for clinics to be a sponsor. So if anyone has a in for clinic sponsorship, please connect with me. Be prepared to laugh, to cry, to experience a level of inspiration unlike any other. It is not like an event that I have ever been to. I want to create something that is unique to Atlanta that I can, you know, that I can say that I've ever experienced. And we have it in this beautiful, beautiful museum. If you've never been to Fernbank, you're going to be amazed and wowed at the artistic aura of the room. So there will be 100 women there, and I would love to have any locals that are here in Atlanta to join us.
Amen, amen. And how do they, you know, how do they attend? How do they get the tickets? What do they do? Tell us.
Well, we're on Eventbrite. We're totally on Eventbrite, entrepreneurher.info. Just look for Entrepreneur, and it's spelled ENTREPRENEWHER. So it's Entrepreneur. Look for the lady with the purple hair, and you're in the right place.
I love it. I tell you, this is so awesome. So many people are going to be empowered. They're going to be moved to take their businesses to the next level. For those who are just sitting kind of dormant, it's going to wake up. You know, I tell people all the time, I tell people, I'm a purpose midwife. And as a purpose midwife, I don't birth babies, I birth purpose. But one of the things that happens is you and I are Mary, and everyone that's listening, whether they're live or they're listening to the recording, they're Elizabeth. And as we're speaking life into them right now, their babies are leaping. Yeah, so if they're not doing leaping, and they're going to say, I got to stop existing, and I got to start living because I declare and decree that there is greatness on the inside of me that I got to walk out, you know. Ma'am, I tell you, I'm so elated that you are obedient, and from your obedience, there are going to be so many that are blessed. I am definitely going to be in the house. I have about 3 events that day, but I got to come through. I am going to do something different tonight. I know you're not prepared for this, but I want to see, for those who are listening, if you want to press 1 and you want to just make a comment, ask a question, because some people just joining us a little bit later than what we started out. You can press 1, you can ask a question, make a comment, because there is someone on here that wants to ask a question and they really haven't done it yet. And I'm going to call them out to do it. One's actually reached out to me. I'm just feeling that today. And so I act upon what I feel. So if that is you, press 1. And if you walk in your obedience, we may have a special gift for you. I'm not going to tell you gift either. But I'm just saying, if that is you, press 1, and we will acknowledge you, and you're able to ask your question or just make a comment. But, Ms. Sean, I tell you, I'm just really, really elated about women getting up and doing what they're called to do. You know, I know that when I start praying about my purpose, I was like, God, I know there's more to my life than being a wife and being a mother. I'm not negating any of it. I love everything I do, but there's something more to me than this. There's so much more to my life. Working in the IT field, I was burnt out, and money no longer moved me. So I knew that there was more. You know, my why changed. You know, something about becoming a mother, your why changes a lot. And for me, it really did. So do you see that a lot of times with your clients?
I see that all the time, and that's the whole purpose of the Entrepreneur Her movement. I really believe that you have to become a new her when you're an entrepreneur as a woman, because we try to wear so many hats. We try to be the superwoman of everything, and then we don't have anybody pouring into us. So that is such a profound statement. I totally agree with that. And I believe that we as women need to stop the messaging from going forward so that we can change the generational mindset of the girls that are coming up after us to make sure that when they get with a mate, that they understand that there is balance and there are dual responsibilities. It is not only the woman's responsibility to raise all the kids and do all the nurturing and take care of all the food and the grocery shopping and the laundry and take care of everything. It is a partnership, and we have to change the messaging to our girls so that we can stop the perpetuation of all of this superwoman mentality and not pouring into ourselves and giving up ourselves to the point that we're so depleted that we don't even live.
Wow. Okay, I have a question that actually popped up, and the question says, what advice would you give women on how to support other women despite they're all doing the same thing or similar thing? What support, and that's kind of going back to the collaborations that we were talking about, but what advice would you give women that are doing similar or the same thing?
There's no such thing as competition. I build beautiful websites. I do extensive marketing and branding. However, I have at least 30 people that also do websites. I have at least 50 people that do branding, because I don't want to work with every client. There's no competition. You need collaborators. You need people to be able to refer. You need people to be able to refer to you as well, because everybody can't do all the work. So when my pot is full, I would love to have other people to send some of that blessing over into and share with another woman entrepreneur. That's kingdom business right there. That's when you're living a divine life, because there is no such thing as competition. We can do similar services, but that's when you got your creative in your business to find out what is the uniqueness that separates you from everybody else that is doing the similar or the same thing. That is where you have to be creative. Now, I do have clients that refuse to work with anybody but me. Okay, I'll cater to you. That's why I can charge more money. It costs $10,000 to work with me right now. But if a client does not fit into the mold of what I want, who I want to work with, and how the criteria that I have collaborators that do the exact same thing that I can proudly refer them to. And those same collaborators will proudly refer me, because we have a mutual benefit to help each other. Let's say, this is why you want to have collaborators. Let's say I win a contract where it's $1 million. I need people who can come in and help me fulfill the need so that we can all have a piece of the pie. Why would I try to eat the whole pie and you know, do it sloppily, when I can come in and slice it up and everybody's all neat and tidy, we can probably get another pack quicker, right? That's the mindset we have to have. That is the mindset we have to have. A lot of collaboration, unless it's just about me. There's enough for everybody. If you think about the fact that you can't go to the ocean with a spoon and get enough water, you can't go and pick up sand and count the grains, there is abundance. It is enough. And what's for you is for you. What's for them is for them, and it is unknown.
Amen. I absolutely love it. Love it, love it, love it. And I love that question. Thank you so much for sending me the question. You know, so many times people just feel like, you know, well, she's doing the same thing I do. You know, and I've sat down with people, and you know, they're authors, and I'm like, okay, well, have you tried this? Have you tried that? I'm not in competition with you. Yes, I have a children's book. Yes, I have books for inspiration and motivation. But if I can help you, people don't understand. You actually, as you sow into others, you're going to reap what you're sowing. So you're not going to miss anything, baby. I promise you, you're not.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
If anything, you're going to be, if your hand is always open, you'll be able to receive more. Versus if your hand is closed, you only have what you can fit in that little closed fist.
Exactly. I agree wholeheartedly. I agree wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of community we foster over in Entrepreneur Heart. We have a group on Facebook, and one of the things I love is, especially on Tuesday, we have Tip Tuesday. It's like, what is the one secret thing that you use that makes your life easier? And we share that. It's no secret. Why would you not tell your sisters what it is that makes your life easier? It's going to help them too. You know, it's just a different mentality. And so we try to foster that, foster the sharing, foster the your releasing of knowledge so that we can help each other propel.
Exactly. I love that. I love that because there may be a mother with four children that's juggling, and you can tell her, okay, I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, the sweatshirt, and I'm doing it presently.
Uh-huh.
So now tell her what's working for you, and that may help her in her journey.
Exactly. Exactly.
Instead of her stressing and, you know, exactly.
Yeah.
So if they're in the Atlanta area, what do they need to do so that they can get there on Saturday and get all of this inspiration and empowerment from these 10 speakers? What do they need to do?
Exactly. You need to go to entrepreneurher.info. And again, that is entrepreneurher.info. There, the tickets are only $15. My events are not very expensive events because I want them to be open to the multitude and not just the elite few.
Mm-hmm.
It is for the person who is thinking about entrepreneurship, is an entrepreneur, seasoned startup, or seasoned veteran entrepreneur. It is for the person who just wants to be around positivity and women who are moving and shaking in the room. It is for all women. It is also for men. This particular event is for men. The men in the room are always, they leave with their mouth open because they don't know how powerful we are. And if they knew, they would give us more support. So we want the men to come. We want the men to come to share in some of this awesomeness that we are as power women. But, yes, entrepreneurher.info, the tickets are $15. I would love to have my Atlanta community there on Saturday. We will also, if you're not local, we'll be live streaming some of the presentation on Facebook Live. Make sure that you're in the entrepreneur. If you're a woman in business, you're in the Entrepreneur Her group on Facebook. Just search for Entrepreneur Her. You should see my pretty face with the purple hair and join the group. And you'll be able to see some of the live presentation there if you're unable to make it, if you're not in Atlanta. But if you're in Atlanta, I expect to see you live from 10 to 3. So if you just need to stop by and say from 10 to 11, that's fine too.
Amen. I think we got a live caller that has a question. So bear with me just a moment here.
Awesome.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with Aaliyah and Sean. Who do we have with us? Hello, welcome to On Fire to Inspire.
Hello.
Hello, you're live with us. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. I have a question. I think there's a job that is overwhelming, and I'm actually, you know, on the verge of trying to find out how, where, what, when to start this entrepreneur that I have in mind of owning my own truck, or, you know, a couple of vans to try to transport, you know, retail, and I really don't know where to start on trying to get things up and running. I have so many ideas of doing things, and I've been, in a whirlwind of don't know who to talk to about up and running or who I need to, you know, what I need to do. I don't know where to go, what to do. I'm very lost about it, but I have so much mindset of, you know, just doing, you know, helping people in general, you know, inspiring women as well. I don't know, actually, you know, where to start. Is it possible that
If I heard it, I have a hard time hearing, but what if I'm hearing right is that you need to know where to start in your entrepreneurial journey. And this is what I always tell my entrepreneurs, is you really want to start with your local small business administration. You want to start on Google. Google your ideas. See what's out there already and who's been successful with it. Find them on YouTube. Watch their videos. But there are so many free resources with the Small Business Association that you need to get involved with. There are business mentors at SCORE. There is a SCORE chapter in every city around the world. In the United States, I know. I would say get with a mentor. There are SCORE mentors that can help you get your business structure set up. They can help you start. They can get you on the right track. They can tell you whether your idea, help you find out whether your idea is marketable and whether you should even be spending time on it, and that is free to you. Information is free. You just need to start in the right location, and I would say start with your Small Business Administration and start with SCORE. But I love to search YouTube for all of my ideas and see what's out there, to see what's going on, because you can find a plethora of information about anything online to see what others are doing. But for real, there is so much business knowledge you can get for free from your Small Business Association and SCORE. So hopefully that helps, sis.
Yes, ma'am. I really do. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you so much for pressing one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was a great. I told you someone had a question and I felt it, but it was like, okay, they're not acting on it. And I know I had an but I knew that was a great question and it was needed because other people wanted to know that. But I felt like there was another one and that's the question that I was feeling there. Someone wanted to know, how do I move from taking this out of my head and bringing it to life, bringing it to fruition, making it manifest? So, like I said, there are so many free things that are out here. Do your research. Through YouTube videos, through your Google, like she said.
Uh-huh.
And when I got ready to read my first book, coming from an IT world into writing, I was like, what in the world? How in the world am I doing this? And it was like a new world for me because my first book was a children's book, and then it was bilingual in English and Spanish. And so
uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, now how in the world do I transition into this? But I did the research. I published it myself. I'm getting ready to move into helping others realize their dream of publishing as well this year, praise God. So on purpose and doing what God has called you to do. And that's when you know you're living. You're no longer, you moved out of that existing mode and you moved into living. Because one of the things I was saying to another young lady that I was kind of coaching earlier this week, and I said, you have to move from an existing mode into actually living, and then you got to ask God to renew your mind and renew your strength daily. And, you know, because if you have a kingdom mindset daily and it's renewed and refreshed, maybe it's a whole nother way of thinking. You know, you can't think like the world and operate like the world because you're not of the world. You know, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. So you see impact differently. You see, you know, things come to you differently and how people, you know, come to you, they're drawn to you because of who you are. You know, I know even when I met you at that leadership conference, you know, everybody was like, oh, my God, I love your spirit. And I'm like, it's not me. It's the God on the inside of me. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. So, you know, just be who you are. Be you and be the real you that he's called you to be. And people will love you for it. You can't try to duplicate someone else's life because that wasn't your life to live. But I promise you, if you live out what he's called you to and that burning desire that's on the inside of you, if you just let go and let him do it, ooh, there's so much liberty and freedom in it.
It sure is. It sure is. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
Nothing like it, nothing like it. Well, we're going to we don't have any other questions before I ask you the final question. Does anyone have any other questions or comments before we do our final question tonight? Okay. All right. So, could you tell us one more time how they can get in touch with you, how they can follow you, and get empowered this weekend, as well as being able to be a part of the Entrepreneur Movement.
I sure can. If you want to buy tickets to the Entrepreneur event on Saturday, it is entrepreneurher.info. That is our website. It's $15. And Entrepreneur is spelled E-N-T-R-E-P-R-E-N-E-W-H-E-R. That is the same spelling on Facebook. Join the Facebook community. If you're a woman in biz, then join our Entrepreneur community on Facebook. That's where all the magic happens. That's where we really get to know each other. That's where all your questions get answered, and you really get to get a good sense of the community that we're building and what we're all about. And again, Entrepreneur, E-N-T-R-E-P-R-E-N-E-W-H-E-R. Just look for my pretty face with the purple hair, and you'll know you're in the right place.
Amen, amen. Well, I want to thank you again for joining us tonight and gracing our platform and being a blessing to the women that are either they're listening live or the ones that's going to listen to the recording. And again, if you're in the Atlanta area, make sure you get to the Fern Bank this weekend, because you'll definitely be blessed and empowered by this day of inspiration with these 10 speakers and being able to network with other like-minded women that are trying to help push you into the right direction and push you. And I tell people all the time, it's time to allow that fire that's on the inside to just illuminate everything and just move in it. Just do it. Like you said, just do it. Just do it.
Exactly.
So I thank you again. And I will see you on Saturday, ma'am.
And thank you. I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for this platform.
You are
see
so
you Saturday.
Welcome. All right. Well, guys, that was Ms. Shawn Thomas, the Miss Entrepreneur Movement founder and visionary. I tell you, you definitely want to be at the Fern Bank this weekend. If you go online and get your tickets are only $15 in advance, but they're $20 at the door. So you definitely want to make sure you do that early and take advantage of this great day of inspiration with these ladies on the Entrepreneur Movement. I tell you, it is time to stop existing and start living the life that you created to live. There's greatness on the inside of each and every one of you. Whether you're listening live or you're listening to the recording, it's time to walk in it. It's time to live. It's time to thrive. And it's time to move intentionally and move with momentum. Don't second guess yourself any longer. Don't doubt yourself anymore. Because guess what? You've already been created to do it. You don't need anyone's validation, because God has already validated you. You don't need anyone's co-signing, because God already co-signed. So I'm telling you, already complete. He's already created you to be the unique you that you already are, but he's already also created you to be the person he's called you to be. So it's time for you to walk in. It's time for you to live a life of thriving and not surviving. I'm Miss On Fire to Inspire, Aaliyah Butler. We're here each and every week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The show is based on the book that God gave me. It's called On Fire to Inspire. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on Kindle. And it's also available on audio CD for those of you who don't have time to read. So you can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Also, we have a book of prayers, affirmations, and declarations, and you can get that on Kindle. It's only $2.99, and I tell you, it's a prayer, affirmation, or declaration from just about anything to push you into that, just wherever you need to speak into your life. Speak life. Just watch your words, because whatever you're speaking, you're going to see it manifest. So I want you to be careful of your words and speak life each and every day. Regardless of what it looks like and it feels like, you are empowered, you are encouraged, you are strong, you are a success, you're great. And I believe in you, and it's time for you to thrive. Thank you again for listening, and I love you guys. And tell a friend, tell them to tune in, tell them to sow into this ministry through books, or just sow. OnFireToInspire@gmail.com. That is our PayPal as well. We have a bling T-shirt, ladies, that has just come out. I have a couple of extras left, and it's the bling shirt. I'll post it on Facebook if you are a Facebook friend. If you're not, it's still on the public. The shirts are $25. They say, I am on fire to inspire, because that's who you are. You're on fire to inspire the next woman, because we're going to collaborate and we're going to help each other walk in this greatness. I love each and every one of you, and we will talk next week. Have a blessed one. On fire. Yeah. I am on fire. Mm-hmm.